number six starts with jump. Do you think that the incongruencies between the BCA covenants and the residential design standards hinder staff in their covenant enforcement efforts? What do you think the BCA board can do to empower staff to do its job in that area better?
My daughter was just saying, oh my goodness, I just drove through the neighborhood and there is a mailbox that has a bungee cord around it. You think they're in violation? I believe they are in violation. So, I mean, there are so many covenant violations, and it is a complex problem because you've got, I think, one person full-time that works to go around and to do these viewings of the homes and the residences and to see if they're in compliance or not. And it's a big, big task. This is a big, big community. This is a community is like the size of that Ashland. So it's a big job. So I don't have an answer. I would have to really study and research and think about it for a long time. I don't have an answer yet for something like this. But we've been involved in the covenant battle because my daughter and her husband have a house in Arrowwood, and their little shed, beautiful just like their little house. But guess what? Their siding was going the wrong way. And guess what? They got hauled before the board. And guess what? They had to put the siding the right way. So now I think that's kind of like, oh, it's just like, okay, when there is a mailbox with a bungee cord around it, and there are trash cans sitting in front of houses, and there is a house that I saw today that has the icicle still hanging on it. What can we do?
I think we hit a cord there.
Question, okay.
I did not write any of these.
I'm sure you didn't, okay?
No.
Well, yeah, I will say it's probably the number one issue that confronts Brandonville today are phones. And all the residents are concerned over actually not having enough violations issued, okay? Because that's their concern, is that just like you said, the thing that this looks so bad from the other guy, why are you giving me one and not them? I can tell you that last year the board was presented with the, which came through one of the committees, a project for adding to the staff or covenants. And that came, I think, to the Covenant Violation Task Force. And we as a board chose not to fund that this year. So there was no extra money put in there for an extra person in covenants. Perhaps maybe that will come up again this year in the budget. Because it does require, they can't, you know, maybe the 2.5 people that we had before could handle the community even 10 years ago or 15 years ago. Now, because of the age of the community, you've got more wear and tear on the community. You've got the economic situations that we're in where it makes it harder for people to perhaps maybe do things that they want to do in their houses. But all those things do affect our property values, everybody's property values. And unfortunately, we do need to continue to monitor that, to issue the violations, and hope that the process is working, that people start to, you know, care about that, take care of these issues, because it's going to be for the betterment of everybody. I know it's not good to get a violation, and I didn't like it. I got one years ago, and I didn't like it either, and I didn't understand, because I wanted to put on a different roof on the back until the main roof went bad, but I couldn't. I had to replace both my roofs prematurely because one of the roofs on my house. I wasn't real thrilled about it either. But it is why I bought here. I bought here because we have covenants. We do. I expect, you know, those to be enforced because that's going to help me. And that's why I came to Brandonville. And I support what they're doing. Perhaps maybe could they do a better job? I'm sure. We just need to give them the staff to be able to do it, a process, perhaps maybe that's going to be able to help them to be able to make better use of their time. I know that Jane's working very hard. The Covenant Task Force, which is now a community character, addressed this with Jane. They've been working together to try and see what we can do as a community to help people understand so that they don't get so upset when they perhaps maybe get these violations, or to understand why we're doing what we're doing. You know, communications is a big thing, but it goes a long way. When I remember the full meetings Diane would have with different neighborhoods to try and address these concerns. And